Here are your WGXC headlines for Monday, February 13th. In the past 8 days, the United States has shot down 4 unidentified objects in the sky. At least 2 were balloons. China, meanwhile, is claiming more than 10 U.S. balloons have flown in its airspace. Trugoy the Dove, David Jude Jolisier from the hip-hop trio De La Soul, died at the age of 54. The FBI searched the home of former Vice President Mike Pence on February 10th, looking for more classified documents. The New York Commission of Corrections Medical Review Board investigated at least 90 inmate suicide deaths at state prisons and local jails between 2016 and 2021, according to final mortality reports provided to the Times Union. A state Supreme Court judge ruled in the city of Kingston's favor February 10th, but vacated a first-in-the-state history rent reduction passed in November. The owner of the New Lebanon Farmers Market and Grocery in Columbia County shaved off his 10-year-old beard because residents met a $10,000 donation challenge to support a local food aid program. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 in Super Bowl 57.
Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Akron, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we have a busy morning show for you today. We're going to hear from Kinderhook painter Fern Apfel. She spoke to Justin Maiman on his Ginger Radio Hour about her work and her new art show. Zafer Ak in Manans is telling us about how local Turkish folks are working to raise money and supplies for the earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria and how you can help. That's at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. Plus, we've got the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate and the national headlines from the Public News Service, and it all starts after the local news and after Jason Martin from Troy finishes with this song on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Monday, February 13th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Columbia Memorial Health Hospital in Hudson continues to require masks on visitors. On February 12th, New York State health officials began allowing COVID-19 mask mandates in hospitals and other healthcare facilities to end, Acting State Health Commissioner James McDonald said. Currently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention ranks Columbia and Greene counties low for COVID-19 community level. Dutchess, Ulster, Rensselaer, and Albany counties are all ranked as medium for COVID-19 as of February 12th. The Hudson Hospital put out a statement on social media explaining why they are keeping masks on visitors. statement said, quote, the CDC recommendations are based on local COVID-19 community transmission levels, which remain high in Columbia, Dutchess, and Greene County. Based on high community transmission levels, CMH continues to require face masks in all areas where patients could be encountered. This applies to our staff, visitors, vendors, and anyone in an area where patients may be encountered, unquote. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that Cairo's recycling center reopened this week after being shut down for 2 years. Town officials closed the recycling center in October 2020 after they said there was too much trash at the facility. But then, quote, a number of people in Cairo asked to have it come back, unquote, claims Greene County legislator Harry Lennon of Cairo. So now the facility has new containers and fencing and is staffed by a town employee as the fifth recycling center in Greene County. Lennon said, quote, people have to be very careful to bring in only recyclable materials, no garbage at all. That was the problem we had last time, and we don't want to have to take the containers out again, unquote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Melissa Mano reports in the Times Union that the Coxsackie Athens Central School District says it will be reviewing its social media policies after the school posted on Facebook a photo of a snowman made from dirty snow with the caption, quote, this snowman is just as diverse as our students, unquote. The school deleted the post and apologized after receiving complaints. Superintendent Randall Squire wrote on the district's website on January 31st that, quote, the word diverse was used to describe how every kid can make a snowman differently, and this variety of creativity should be celebrated. When it was commented that this post could be interpreted about race, the post was taken down, unquote. Squire wants more training for employees posting on social media, a two-step approval process for social media. Squire also said he wants to limit public comments on the school district's social media posts, which would block the way the school learned about the problem with the snowman social media post. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York State United Teachers President Andy Pallotta announced February 10th that he will retire from his leadership post in April. Pallotta wrote on Twitter, quote, after 37 years in education and the labor movement, it is with mixed emotions that I announce my retirement as president of NYSUT in April, unquote. He said the organization's executive director, Melinda Person, should become the next president. Currently, the teachers' unions are opposing Governor Kathy Hochul's push to expand charter schools in New York. But teachers are happy with Hochul's proposed budget, which has more money for K through 12 schools. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, February 13th. We are 9.8% of the way through the year and we have 35 days left until spring standard. Local early morning temperatures range from 26 in Steventown to 34 in Copaic. Regional average soil temperature is 33. By 10 a.m., we'll have shaken off the frosty morning and we hit 50 degrees at 3 p.m. People outdoors will peel off layers, onion-like, as the day goes on. Overnight, temperatures fall to 34 degrees, and we will wake up to a pretty windy morning, just enough to make you need a hat. Mercury hits 47 degrees at 3 p.m., and winds calm down by dark. Another dip to 34 degrees overnight takes us into a very spring-like looking Wednesday with a high of 55. Thursday, rain shows up and the temperature reaches 57. So far, the NOAA data-based long-term predictions have been spot on for our region this winter, and the coming spring is looking warm enough to likely get away with some early planting. For charts and more, look for The Better Weather, all one word, on Telegram. Sunset today will be at 5:10 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:50 a.m. Looking way up, we see over the weekend the sun boiled hard, casting several clouds of material in our general direction. Flare chances have dropped to 20% for X-class today, and in a couple days, the CMEs are expected to cause geomagnetic unrest. Solar wind speed is currently 362 kilometers per second at 3.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.3, quiet, The current sunspot number is 197, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
KZMB, all zombie radio.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Canadian and American fighter jets were scrambled, and an American F-22 successfully shot down the object.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirms that the U.S. military shot down an unidentified object over one of the Great Lakes Sunday morning. This follows a similar incident the day before over Canada's Yukon Territory and another the day before that off the coast of Alaska. On Friday, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski said the U.S. needs to send a clear message that it won't tolerate these intrusions.
The message was very important today to say any aspect of U.S. sovereign territory that is encroached upon, there's going to be consequences to it.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York described the unidentified objects as balloons, suggesting they resemble the one shot down off the Carolina coast. The FBI discovered an additional classified document at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home during a voluntary search Friday. This comes weeks after Pence first reported having discovered a small number of classified documents at his residence. In a Sunday interview on CNN, Republican Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota said most GOP lawmakers don't agree with Florida Senator Rick Scott's plan to sunset Medicare and Social Security. Rounds says Social Security funding is like that of the Department of Defense. He doesn't see Congress stopping either.
We're never going to not fund defense. But at the same time, every single year, we look at how we can make it better. And I think it's about time that we start talking about Social Security and making it better.
President Biden met with a bipartisan group of governors and repeated many of the messages delivered in last week's State of the Union. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says they also talked about how states will implement bipartisan legislation, including the infrastructure law, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the CHIPS and Science Act.
I want to give the president credit as well. He's taking victory laps, as we all would, for getting major legislation passed, but he really wants to see this done and moving.
Cox adds there were serious discussions about securing the southern border, as well as getting a better handle on the fentanyl crisis. President Biden met with newly reelected Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to reset better relations. He says they want to fight climate change together and protect democracy in both countries.
We're the two largest democracies in the hemisphere. Brazil, the United States, stand together. We reject political violence, and we put great value in our democratic institutions.
The meeting comes just over a month after what's been called Brazil's January 6th. Supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro stormed the Congress, Supreme Court, and the presidential palace there, demanding the military remove Lula from office. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A coalition of over 50 democracy groups, academics, former government officials, and technical experts released recommendations for 2023 and 2024 election preparation in a February 9th report. In a succinct, powerful, and excellent report, the National Task Force on Election Crises laid out the damage to democracy sustained during the 2020 election and its aftermath, an analysis of the 2022 midterm election, and dozens of recommendations for shoring up our American democracy's foundation. Recommendations include sustaining proven election options such as early and mail-in voting, proper funding of election personnel, security, and equipment, protection of voters and election officials from violence and intimidation, continued hardening from cyber attacks, and better coordination between community leaders and law enforcement to ensure the right to vote for all voters. To build election confidence, the report recommends diverse, well-trained poll workers, speeding up results when possible, including the pre-processing of mail ballots, and using paper ballots so voters can review them prior to tabulation. The report also asks for social media platforms and candidates to be held accountable for spreading election disinformation and for campaign attorneys pushing frivolous lawsuits. There are many other recommendations we weren't able to cover, so we've posted the full report and a link to the task force's website at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Oodles and oodles of O's and O. You get it from my sister, you get it from my bro. All I is man and once an embryo. Am I solid gold? I don't cast the glow. Yes, I guess it's reflex, some have no control. I rather let a laughter and tally off I go. Canoeing up the river or out into the O. You just know me not, so not play the role. Some are lovey-dovey, I
respect they flex like a pro. You're first another nigga, but now an afro. Oodles and oodles and O's and oodles and oodles and oodles of O's. You know they giving oodles and O's and O's and oodles and oodles and oodles of O's. You know they giving oodles and O's and O's and oodles and oodles and oodles of O's. Last of the fast plug pipers at the door. In your eye burning like rub and alcohol. Native is the tongue that speaks the guacamole. Kinfolk with platers and stereo. Chant is played a part of a herd at a show. Pots prints the piece on his jeans or Jabos. But let the herd know if beef they want to throw. Lunches of punches is what I bestow. Oodles of O's and has my hoes and my checks. O's take the shape of medallions and specs. Don't forget the O's that let the air in my nose. Breathe in the fresh as the stale hit the road. Girls ask for flicks and I'll block the poles. Eat the owl greens, won't sniff the curse flows. Mace got something to say and it goes.
Maceo is rocking on the radio.
Now I think we're talking about the oodles of O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles of O's, yeah. We're talking about the oodles of O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles of O's. I think we're talking about the oodles of O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles of O's, yeah. We're talking about the oodles of O's, you know. I think we're talking about the
shit.
Hoods like to play macho, you know. Guns going bold, people hit the flow. Don't have a piece but an arrow and bow. Targeted firm cause I'm hit Comancho. Charging barricades like a raging rhino. The donuts come big and some in jumbo. The landlord is finished but before I go I give a shout out to Quest and my fellow jungle bro.
Not by the dock of the bay, by the show. Swimming in the rhythm of the hottie hottie ho. Punk Pinocchio's gotta go, gotta go.
What's the reason?
To be cheerful. Season is grease, time to pimp promo. Nuts can no flow if the shade is in the go. On with me hat, dreadlock is heading out the door, y'all. We're selling O's, y'all. We're selling O's and O's. We're selling O's at the corner store, y'all. We're selling O's, y'all. We're selling oodles and oodles and oodles and oodles of O's, y'all. We're selling O's, y'all. At the corner store, we're selling O's at the corner store, y'all. We're selling O's, y'all. At the corner store, we're selling O's and O's and O's, y'all. We're selling oodles and oodles of O's, y'all. We're selling oodles and oodles of O's, y'all. We're selling oodles and oodles of O's, y'all.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Hi, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Usually I talk about books or nonprofits in the area. This time I want to talk about an immediate pressing global need. We've all heard about the terrible earthquake in Turkey, and I'm here in Menands at a collection center where they are gathering clothing, medical supplies, and other goods to send to Turkey. My guest today is Zafer Ak. He usually runs two pizzerias, but he's taking three pizzerias, he's just corrected me, but he's taking time away from the pizzas to work with the collection and donation effort. Zafer, welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
And can you tell us, just to start with a little bit of the scope of the earthquake and how it's devastated Turkey?
I came from the earthquake site many years ago. Usually when this earthquake happens, between one or two states, this is affecting over 10, 15 states. And so wide, so big, and it's just beyond any imagination. Roads are destroyed, airports are destroyed, hospitals are destroyed, and government, you know, in disasters, as a government, as an organization, as a non-profit organization, you can only do so many. You can only go one or two state, three state. This is in so many sites. It's huge.
And earlier when we were talking, you said that about half of the country is affected by this.
It's close to half of the country is affected. After World War I, this is one of the biggest disaster we are seeing.
And with over 50,000 people dead, millions displaced, and with all of the infrastructure gone, it seems like collecting items and getting them there is a critical now.
It is extremely critical, and there are a lot of volunteer organizations. As I was mentioning, there are three airline companies that volunteered. We are getting our list from our embassy daily, what is needed items urgently. So we are immediately packing. We have quite a few volunteers here, working days and nights, and We have a couple of truckers that volunteered, and we are getting them those needed items as soon as possible. We are running around clock here.
And I want to, before we get into the items needed, I want to assure our listeners, as you said, that the items actually do have a path for getting to Turkey. Can you tell us a little bit about what happens if we bring, when we bring items to your collection site?
So when item comes in here, we are immediately packing them, and they'll be shipping tonight, and our truck will be leaving tomorrow and next week. So from here, we had to get it on time. So those airliners, embassy, working together, so it will be flying over to the where needed area, nearby area, and from there it's going to go to the those who is in need.
And you said you're working closely with the Turkish embassy here in the United States. You said you're getting daily news from them about what's most needed?
Daily list that they are sending us, and we are working around those lists.
And, okay, now that we know that, indeed, the things we donate will do have a way to get there, yes. What is it you most need?
The most needed item, winter boots. We need sleeping bags, medical supply. Those are extremely important. Wheelchairs, push carts.
And by push carts, he means the walkers.
Walkers, and, you know, like sometimes you have those, I'm not sure what you call people. You can just walkers. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Those are what we need. Any medical supply. There are lists that, you know, I can read it here. High priority items. Tents. We need those tents. Sleeping bags. Winter coats. Heat packs. EKG machines. Portable ultrasound machine. Portable propane heater. Abdomen. Surgery, instruction sets, generators, sleeping bags, blankets, winter clothes, and woman hygiene items.
Okay, so probably many of our listeners do not happen to have portable propane heaters or portable ultrasound machines, but certainly the other things they do. And you also mentioned a bit about the climate in Turkey, so it'd be good to emphasize that and why collecting here in the Northeast actually is good.
It is, and luckily, for us, luckily, so we can have those. It's Turkey where this earthquake happened. It's cold, extremely cold, snowing there. It's minus degree, just like upstate New York, and it's working out really well for us. You know, to collecting those items. If you were in Florida, where we find those winter boots, and you know, so those are the items that we are in priority in our list, and we are trying to get them as quickly as that we can.
Okay, and again, it's the medical supplies, and that can be even things as simple as ice bags and splints and slings for the arms. And there are some other items on another list that you're looking at. It looks like the list that just came in. Tell us something about the other things you can use.
Battery-powered wheelchair, regular wheelchair, inhaler, air mattress, battery-powered flashlights, battery-powered headlights, large, small, gas-powered cement breaker, walker, power bank, heat packs. Those are the additional items that are extremely important.
And I assume that if you're saying battery-powered this is and battery-powered that, that's as you can use batteries also.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So as we think about earthquakes and buildings falling, you had made a point about the architecture and buildings approaches used in Turkey and why it was so devastated by the earthquake. Can you tell us, give us a sense for listeners who aren't familiar with it, what the architecture is like in Turkey and why everything collapsed?
So in Turkey in general, buildings are made from steel and cement. And you're talking about 15, 20 high-story buildings. When earthquake hits, compared to wood, they don't have much moving. So when this magnitude of earthquake happens, those buildings just collapse. And imagine 15, 20 story high buildings. You can almost walk up to it now. It's just sandwiched in like a hamburger. And people still in between those live waiting for help.
Unfortunately, the word I saw in the New York Times is that they're sort of moving from rescue, where they hope to save people, to recovery, to where they find bodies. But you said there was a hopeful sign of a baby that was found alive.
Yes, after 60 hours, little babies, a few days old, after 60 hours, covered snow, and it shocked everybody. You know, as a baby, they eat every 2-3 hours. And this was still life, and really give, you know, in this cold weather over there in here, it just warmness in our heart.
And so we've talked about all the different things you can use and that you're collecting them and sending them on a truck down to the Turkish embassy to be shipped out to Turkey. Where do we bring donations and when can we bring donations?
So you can bring your donations between 12 and 5, 100 Broadway Menance, North Albany. So this anytime between 12 and 5, I think by next week we'll be stopping. So toward Friday, next Friday will be the end of the picking up time.
Okay, I think the poster says 1 to 5 rather than 12 to 5.
1 to 5. Yeah, we usually get here 12, but just to be safe, let's say 1 to 5. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that you think would be helpful? Oh, tell us where 100 Broadway in Menands is.
So 100 Broadway, if you take 780, everyone familiar with 787, just take the Menands exit, and if behind the KFC, there is a huge World Community Awards building right up the road by cross street from Subway before Dunkin' Donuts, North Albany.
You are so gearing that description to Americans, telling us by KFC, Subway, and Dunkin' Donuts. It's in the large plaza, in the far back of the plaza, next to a dollar store, and it's just...
Mid-City Shopping Plaza. It's Mid-City Shopping Plaza. And there's a big sign, you can't miss it, with red flag. It says Turkey Earthquake Donation Center here. You can't miss it.
And again, it was Zafer Ak. This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Zafer, thank you for everything you're doing, and I hope that this broadcast helps get you donations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Thursday night, boy was high, girl fly like kite. They hold hands until next day. Boy, then let's go hit his break. Boy rolls butt back to his boy. Girl wrecks him, brings fat boy joy. Boy thinks of that big fat fat. Big black fat, the big black fat. Girl calls boy to stand him up on Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday is the Saturday, it's a Saturday, it's a Saturday. Saturday is the Saturday. Saturday is the Saturday.
Once more with the wall up in the score. Spice about a riff, shit, I make you rock your hip. Revival of the roller boogie in a ricochet to make you think about the time we spoke fun instead of fun. Yo, slip your butt to the fix of this mix. Toss that briefcase, it's time to let loose. Cause you work like heck to get the weekend check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck. Connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot. Come on everybody, get the funky output. You pump your fists, I reminisce to a bounce rock stage, low fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle, cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, look, you just walked in.
Is there a good on stage?
Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. The yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear. Rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track. Grab your roller skates, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity doo, I let's zip on by. Feet on the wheel and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling.
thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Spill on the bottom of wave, but it's okay. Ha, it's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act.
I'd like to now share this two selections from a conversation I had with Fern Apfel, the Kinderhook-based artist. Fern is a friend. I met Fern, 7, 8, 9 years ago at a show that she had in Hudson. She currently has a show in Troy, and my wife, Natasha Chuk, and I went and visited with her in the gallery and got this incredible tour. We spent 2 hours there. The show is called Abide With Me. And how do I go about describing here in radio the beauty of these paintings on the wall? Let me first say that Fern is a still life painter. And actually, I'm going to defer to Natasha, who wrote a wonderful piece on this show for Chronogram. So let me quote from that. So what does Fern paint? Here's how Natasha describes it. Quote, "Everyday objects of the past are collected, sorted, and neatly arranged before they're translated to paint on canvas. Old calendars, personal letters, recipes, pamphlets, stamped envelopes, ticket stubs, diary entries, program notes, school attendance records, school textbooks, playing cards, dice, spools of thread, miniature figurines, and other small, old things are arranged using the semiotics of collage as a compositional guide, then set against a richly hued backdrop." It's pretty good. Natasha goes on to describe the colors that are very important in Fern's pieces. Deep reds, blues, greens, yellows. We'll get more to colors in a bit. But I think that's a great description of Fern's work. And one of the first things I asked Fern at the show is where she got all of these letters and old things that she paints. Here's her response.
So I started with some of my own, which I still use, Andy's, garage sales, flea markets, all kinds of places. And then during the pandemic, I discovered, eBay, Etsy, and I've gotten things from really all over the world. So that's kind of fun. And I'm when I'm looking for the placement of the letter and how it's placed and the type, but also the content. I'm very interested in the content. And it's nothing about anyone famous or anything. It's the more, because some of the letters are so timeless, they're mundane in some ways, and that's where I find the beauty, just in the everyday kind of.
But they're very personal too, right?
So personal, yeah, so personal. And they, you get, if you read, like I bought a whole, there's a whole stack of letters. This is from the 60s in New York City, of a girl from Ohio studying dance at Juilliard. And she's writing home to her mom. And they're really interesting because she talks about the new Lincoln Center and they're ruining the city and all this, you know, and it's kind of fun for anyone who's lives in the city or has lived through things like that. And about the dance, and then about the most silly. They're all very kicked up, kind of, you know, she just talks about what she had for breakfast, you know. And you know, they're really fun. And there's a couple of those. And so there are certain things that I wind up using. There's things in multiple, you know, they're in multiple pictures that I've reused. So you'll see things popping up.
Nathie and I were talking about the color.
Yeah, your use of color is incredible.
Thank you.
There's like a wide range. They're first of all beautiful tones, you know, beautiful variations on familiar colors, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and in that way, like unique takes on blue and red and just kind of the ordinary colors we're familiar with become
right. Yeah, it's interesting
here. Yeah.
So as a student, I was told that I was a prisoner by a loved teacher. Instructor at the Art Students League, I was a prisoner of subtlety, and
prisoner.
So, and he was totally right, and he and so it's been a lifetime thing to get out there. But I always feel like I need to brown that color a little, so I need to mute it. So the whole thing is how can it be strong, but how can it not be raw?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I work at a lot.
An interesting way of describing what you're doing, and maybe that's what I like about it. It's understated. It's like bold in some ways, but also understated. And so, I don't know, there's like a, there's something comforting about it.
Yeah, so that's, I work really hard at that because I don't like raw. Mm-hmm. I like quiet, kind of subtle things. And I'm always understated. I'm always, like, it was funny. I got here and I was walking around before you walked in, and that was hard for me to say, for actually look at the pictures. That was, that actually look at them, not like a side glance, which is what I'll do. So I was like, I had to force myself to do that, and I said, this is good. You should do this.
Yeah, it's like a confrontation kind
yeah,
of. It feels
yeah,
like
exactly.
A confrontation.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, and it's sort of like with yourself.
Yes.
So it's like, because when I knew that this was happening and I've been just working very hard towards it, it was like, okay, I can't hide here. I'm on the line. I'm going to embarrass myself or not.
No, you do feel exposed. And talk about raw. It's like as much as you try not to create a situation that leaves you vulnerable, you are sharing all these different ways of seeing the world and seeing these objects and translating them.
Yeah, and it's absolutely. And it's also it's with pictures, okay? You can say, well, it's a picture. So what is that got? You know, I'm just making a picture. I can divorce myself from that a little. But then some of the writing, you guys do a lot of writing. So you can understand how it's, so then I'm very literally and clearly and definitively saying something that, and even if I'm not even actually sure what I'm saying, something is going to be coming across that is important to me, and I can't pretend. So that was really hard. That's why when you do the ginger and you, when you write about yourself, you know, not about something else, but yourself, I'm always like, wow, he did that.
Well, I feel the same way. I mean, as you can tell, sometimes I'm writing around myself because I think I share a lot of these feelings of like wanting to be, I want to be subtle, but I also don't have very much interest in sharing much about myself. But you can't not.
I know. Yeah. there's a...
It's fraught, though, right?
Oh, it's really, really hard, and I'm not ever saying... I'm supposed... You're right out there, and I'm supposedly...
No, you're... I disagree. You're right out here.
Oh, okay.
Fern, you're sitting in, like, a room full of...
Yeah,
63 pieces.
Yeah. See, what you're saying is... And this is hard, very hard for me, and I've reached, you know, it's almost like I've reached a point in my life, I'm in the last chapter, let's say, okay, and I've reached a point in my life that if I don't do it now, you know, it's time, or that I need to be brave to do it, but, you know, so it's a real interesting thing, you've done it way younger. So. But it's also saying, I believe in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's what it's saying. And there's decisions I'm making when I'm working on each piece. And I have vivid memories of working on other paintings and drawing back from where I exactly knew I should be. And now I'm saying, I need to go there. So it's been, you know, a journey, as they say.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah, it's a process.
Three, that's a magic number.
Three.
Yes, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, they stubbed in me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like a soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk.
Three.
Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A tri-camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec, that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, where the daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up your casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace, Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all
mean? Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls before style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug.
Three.
Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
And that's a magic number.
The WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC News Update.
Aaron Nolan reports in the Times Herald Record, the Attorney General's office says it will appeal an Ulster County judge's recent decision dismissing a murder charge against the New York State trooper accused of killing 11-year-old Monica Goods during a high-speed chase on the New York Thruway in 2020. Last week, Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds ruled there was not enough evidence to prove Trooper Christopher Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote, when he crashed his patrol car into the Dodge Journey driven by the Brooklyn girl's father. No matter the outcome of the appeal, Baldner currently faces a second-degree manslaughter charge and three counts of second-degree reckless endangerment for the Brooklyn girl's parents and sister who were in the vehicle, too. And Baldner also faces reckless endangerment charges for a different incident in 2019 when he crashed into another vehicle on the thruway, and six reduced counts of first-degree reckless endangerment related to both incidents because the state failed to prove Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote. The appeal attempts to reinstate the second-degree murder charge. And you can read the full story in the Times Herald Record. Ted Remsnyder reports in the Daily Gazette that Ward Stone, New York's wildlife pathologist for over four decades, died February 8th at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson. Stone, 84, grew up in Columbia County and is survived by six children and his longtime partner, Mary Behan. His daughter, Montana Stone, said, and I quote, "There's not many people who have been able to come from a one-room schoolhouse in Spencertown, New York, to accomplish all he did, from being a Navy corpsman in Vietnam to speaking at the United Nations and discovering diseases like West Nile," end quote. Roger Downs, the conservation director of the Sierra Club Atlantic chapter, said, and I quote, "In his position as state wildlife pathologist, Ward Stone shone a light on environmental threats long before others could notice them and gave a science-based voice to nature in times of crisis when few other state officials would listen," end quote. Stone's work with the DEC ended after a New York Inspector General's report in 2012 claimed that Stone used his workspace at the DEC's Wildlife Resource Center in Delmore as his residence and also used the agency's vehicle for his personal use. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Terramore Outdoor Resort has withdrawn its plan for a gambling resort along Route 212 in the town of Saugerties. Spokesperson Jenny McCullough said in a February 8th letter, and I quote, "After careful evaluation, it was determined that the project did not meet criteria across several key benchmarks to warrant moving forward," end quote. Kathy Nolan, senior research director for Catskill Mountain Keeper, said they opposed the project for environmental reasons, saying, and I quote, "It became apparent that what was being proposed for this site, really an outdoor resort, was not going to be sustained by the water supply, was going to damage important ecological resources, and was going to greatly reduce the quality of life," end quote. A grassroots group, Citizens Against Terramore, also formed to oppose the project. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that the Bank of Greene County is opening a new branch in East Greenbush. President and CEO Donald Gibson said, and I quote, "While we have had a significant presence for many years in the capital region, this will be our first branch in Rensselaer County," end quote. They hope to have the new branch open at 602 Columbia Turnpike in East Greenbush later this year. Currently, the Bank of Greene County has 21 branches and offices in Albany, Columbia, Greene, and Ulster counties. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXE Renewable Weather Forecast for Monday, February 13th. And we start each renewable weather forecast off with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Mobil in Palenville has gas for $3.59 a gallon, according to the Gas Buddy website. That's the lowest. Speaking of low, the air quality forecast is just a 7 on Monday. Very low. The UV index is a 3, which puts it in the moderate range, but is considered high for the winter. Usually 2 is about the highest we get. The water temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is about 38.26 degrees Fahrenheit. And over the last 10 years, on February 13th, it is averaged 35.85. So it's 2.5 degrees warmer than in the last 10 years. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Monday with a high of 47. Wind from the northeast around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon, spinning local windmills. Tonight, the forecast is for 20% chance of rain or snow showers between 10 p.m. and midnight, with cloudy skies and low around 31, a west wind 6 to 11 miles per hour, increasing to 18 to 23 miles per hour after midnight, with gusts as high as 34 miles per hour tonight possible. Tuesday, the forecast is for sunny skies with a high of 43. It'll be breezy again with a northwest wind 18 to 23 miles per hour, decreasing to 18 to 13 miles per hour in the afternoon. But those gusts could get as high as 34 miles per hour for those windmills. Tuesday night, the forecast is for a low around just 30 with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. And Wednesday should be partly sunny with a high of 53, a south wind 16 to 21 miles per hour, and a low around 43. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Community Calendar. You can go to the WGXC Community Calendar at WGXC.org to find out all sorts of things to do. Monday, February 13th, Brian DeWan performs his annual Valentine's Day show on Valentine's Day Eve at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC will have a live web stream and a live broadcast from 8 to 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM. The entire show will be at wgxc.org/listen, one of the many main web streams you can listen to. The WGXC Winter Please Assist Us in Transmission Pledge Drive begins on Wednesday, February 15th. There's a virtual sourdough bread workshop at the Dewey Hall in Massachusetts on Wednesday, February 15th. Catskill has a town board meeting on Wednesday, February 15th. You can turn out in person to the Catskill Town Hall 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. roughly. It does start at 6:30 p.m. And WGXC has web streams of the town board of Catskill meetings. So you can go to wgxc.org listen if you can't make it in person. Wednesday, February 15th at 6:30 p.m. Hudson Area Library has Winter Movement and Music Storytime from Abby Lappin, Thursday, February 16th at 4 p.m. The Wanda Houston Band and Jason Fenton perform at Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Massachusetts on Thursday, February 16th. This weekend, the Kate Knapp Art Show is at the 510.